Hey everyone, this is Chris and you're listening to the Live Fix Podcast, the podcast that explores the concert fan experience. We believe live music is life-altering. Join us as we share stories and connect with concert fans to discover how live music forever rocks our world before, during, and after the show. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode. Hello, live music fans. We are very excited to have you here on this episode. We're going to about to dive into two very important topics, one of which you're already very familiar with, which is concerts. The other topic is genealogy.
It's like concert plus genealogy makes concert genealogy.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing, right? I love combining two topics that two individuals are very passionate about. And I know watching and being around you, I have seen you work some really cool magic with genealogy, with ancestry, getting into that with the family. So Colleen, why don't we start off with a little bit of defining before we get into some of the amazing combinations that are with us when we combine concerts, live music experiences, and the history of those with something as cool and as revealing as genealogy. So what is genealogy?
Well, genealogy really is the study of your family history in the simplest form. It's just the study of your family history, what historical information has been recorded, right? Because what's not recorded, we don't know, unless there's family stories passed down. And that's a kind of another area of genealogy, is where it just passed down stories. But we don't know those are, that's not data-driven facts necessarily. So when you look at concert genealogy, it's going to be the study of your family ancestral background and their live music experiences.
Right. And I was thinking of that. And then also when I started to combine these two in my head and kind of figure out, okay, how do we get live music in the context, you know, of genealogy, like what does that mean, right? Because we've been talking with a lot of concert fans over the years, and a lot of them say similar things, talk about similar venues, talk about similar bands, similar situations with family. And it just got me thinking that, you know, there is this big concert tree, or, you know, concert fan family tree, right? When I think of genealogy, I think of this big tree image, right? And then there are all these branches and things are connected. Everybody's part of the same tree in a genealogy, right? So I was thinking there have been, you know, millions of concert fans throughout the history of live music, going back probably before rock and roll, right? Before the moon, you know, the coronation ball, you know, in Cleveland, going all the way back, right? So if we just look at modern history, modern concert history, and we look at the concert fan experience, and we put that in the context of genealogy, I'm thinking of this big, massive tree where we're all connected. And we've had so many stories, right, of people saying like, oh, I was there. And wait, you were there. I was there, right? And then we've started to talk to family, and there's some crazy things that we're going to talk about a little bit. And then probably on another episode, we're going to dive a little bit into my own history. I have found some artifacts that really have opened up
historical
some things and got me thinking about this topic, right? I found some things in my family history that I'm just like, wow, like, are you kidding me? So it got me thinking, like, big concert fan history, big concert genealogy tree, big family tree, right? And then smaller tree, part of the bigger tree, you as an individual, you concert fan, you know, you,
what Colleen, are your experiences?
Me, Chris, and everybody else listening, like, your own experiences are connected to the bigger tree. And then you have your own family tree of concerts. Cause we talk to concert fans and they say, oh, I went to the show with my dad, right? Or I went to the show with my mom, or, you know, my uncle took me to the show, or my aunt was there, or they told me about these stories, right? Of like, what it was like to go to this concert. And then their love for live music kind of led you on this path, right? That to me is part of the history. Cause when I hear you talk about ancestry and genealogy, you talk about this historical context of it, right? So is that part of it?
I think that's what people are going to say when they hear this. They're going to say, why does that matter? Hmm. The concert my great grandfather went to when they were like, 5 years old. Why does that matter? And I think the historical piece of it is that it is a part of your family history. And sometimes those experiences have directly impacted how you connect with your family. Often, you hear about stories, life-changing events. Someone maybe found spirituality. Mm. Maybe someone came into money. Maybe someone invented something in your family. Maybe they fought in a war. Maybe there was unfortunate slavery in a family background. Or they found out they had slave owners in their family background. So all those pieces of family history can affect and directly influence how you look at your family, how you look at yourself. And so I think there are some key concert moments in everybody's family tree that they can really go look back at. And maybe they can actually, part of the issue is a lot of it hasn't been documented. So some of it has to be word of mouth, or there might be a scrapbook around the house that they could get some data from. I mean, a lot of what genealogists do is they just gather, they contact every cousin they can, to gather all that little information. Might be a ticket stub. It might be a journal entry where someone talked about seeing, a famous musician during that time. Mm-hmm. Or someone traveled quite a distance to see. Back then, you weren't having shows at every city and every, little town or every venue. Like Taylor Swift, she's kind of been everywhere, right? She's been in every state almost this tour, big cities, world tour. So she's been all around. And so some of these bands back in, we'll go back to like the 40s or the 30s, they were spread out. There was one, they came to maybe two or three of the cities or four of the cities. And then that's it. People had to travel to get to them. So those are documented oftentimes in a journal or there might be pictures, maybe if the people had access to take that, obviously that was very expensive at the time. It wasn't like now where you could just take a picture and you remember it. So it's a part of a family history. And I think all of family history is important to the individual that's living now.
Yeah.
And how that may have impacted. And some people married and met at shows. Right. You have ancestors that they actually met at live shows. And it was a big part of a part of that history of that family.
Yeah. Cause when you're looking at genealogy, right, you're looking at artifacts, and then as you begin to uncover certain things that happen, or certain things that, occurred to that individual or were happening at that time, like you said, could be slavery, could be this person came over and started a business and you had no idea that they had that struggle as an immigrant or, that they had to do this, they had to leave their family in order to do this. They don't show up in the, all of a sudden there's some artifact that you, or some note you find on the census, right? I'm just, as I watch the, the ancestry, who do you think you are show, right? I'm watching that show. And I'm thinking, man, what about music? What about live music? Right. Cause each fan we talk to on this show, there's always some element of their family. Right. And I think the significance of why we wanted to dive more into this is that when you do ancestry, there is a bigger part of meaning. Meaning becomes much more important to that, right? It puts significance on that moment. It's not just a moment in time. It's not just a person, making their way or whatever. They're not just data on a census bureau or census database. They become more significant because it's something you've discovered that you didn't know before. And you're like, wow. And then you start to put things together. So I started to think about that, right? Cause with,
and it
with
could be obituary, right? It could be obituary that says this person loved live music. It's rare that you see that, or this person, played music or was around music. You have to look for that data and ask the right questions. And I think traditionally when you do genealogy research, you're looking at birth and death and movement, you know, from one, maybe one country to another country, or from one state to another state. You're looking at, sometimes you'll find crimes, you know, in census records. They're in the penitentiary. That's where they're located, in that census record. Sometimes you're going to find educational endeavors. You know, maybe they're at a school at that time, or you'll find a diploma. So oftentimes when you're looking at records, you could find a traumatic experience. You know, maybe there's a newspaper article about that individual.
Yeah.
So those are all common things. And
you learn who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big part of that show is, you know, and just understanding genealogy. When we started to do it on my side of the family, and then, you know, I was watching you do it, you just go through this process, you know, and this isn't even with on the concert genealogy side, it's just genealogy in general. You begin to uncover things about the family. You know, sometimes there's things that nobody knew, maybe there's some secrets, right? People like, oh, we were kind of keeping that away, or something you realize they're like, wow, why isn't anybody else say anything about this before? Because this changes when you discover something in your past, it really just it changes who you are now, right?
And how you tackle situations, I think, in your present life,
right?
And I see that often when people have maybe blocks in their life and they just can't move forward, or they can't work through something. If they do a little bit of history, maybe just to their grandparents, their great grandparents, I find that sometimes they can get through a present situation. They can empathize, and they can glean some important information that will catapult them through that experience.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. I can give you an example for me. I think it was 2006, 2007. There was a lot of layoffs happening because the economy was doing really, really poorly. And so I had a situation where they were laying off positions at the hospital I was at. And so I was one of those people. It was a couple of us that were laid off. And this happened in all sectors. And so I had some time off during that time. And it was a rough time for me because, you know, the whole situation was a rough time. But I would go to the library every day and because I needed routine. And so I'd go to the library and I would, you know, send out resumes and whatever you normally do during that time. And I saw a sign for a sign up for a genealogy class, a free genealogy class. They said, come Tuesday, we're going to help you do some genealogy research. And I said, you know what? I always kind of wanted to know, you know, I knew my grandparents, but I wanted to know more and know a little bit more about who I was. So I showed up and I met a couple of people and they helped me do my own historical research. And it really helped me get through that time. Because what I found is that there were some women in my life that had some really, really hard obstacles and things that they had to work through coming to this country, or, unfortunately death in, you know, looking back, some really traumatic young death stories. And it helped me realize that I could get through this. And it was just a short period of time. So I was able to get through it and, you know, got a different job. But I think when going back to concert genealogy, I really think if you can find something in your family history that's in relation to concert genealogy, concerts they went to, and you're kind of mapping that out, and you get to ask, if you can ask them questions about that, I think it's really good for you to find out how that maybe impacted them. So therefore, and maybe it's just exploring the arts. That's a simple thing they got from it. It was going to the arts and learning different cultural things. Maybe they traveled to go to the city where they lived and they saw other things at the show. Maybe they met some people at that show. And so therefore that made you more open to the live music experience. That was your grandparent. Maybe they were talking about live. My grandparents talked about lots of live music experiences. I mean, I can think of quite a few that really impacted their life and made their life better and enriched their life. And then they passed that on to me. Maybe that's why I love live music.
Well, that's the idea, right? That's the idea of genealogy and the ancestry investigation, right? And that journey, that process, right? And if we combine that that concept of genealogy and everything that happens in that experience with a concert experience, you have this amazing connection where you can then begin to see how each concert experience is not this, singular, disconnected thing, right? It may seem like that, the concert ends, concert begins, concert ends, you go on your way, you go home, right? And we always talk about the before, during, and after. But if we take it, and we zoom out and we realize that we're part of this bigger tree of connected experiences of all concert fans, and in what you're talking about, if we look at, we zoom in just a little bit more, there's zoom back and then look at our families, right? Mm-hmm. Then you can have this conversation about, like you're saying, that you would have when you're doing genealogy. Now you've evolved that to go, well, you were at this concert in 1982 and that concert was happening at this point in your life. You went to the show and this happened, something happened maybe externally, right? That is significant, or something happened inside, like in your mind, in your heart. And there was a transformation there and that happened there. So if we don't talk about these experiences, in the context of genealogy, like we do, like you would normally
recording it
recording it and talking about it. Right. And, like we were doing a couple episodes of previous, various artists, he documented his experiences. Right. And, mm-hmm. That is a record that someone can go back to and say, oh, that's what various artists was doing at that point. Like his family, could go back and say, like, this is what we were doing. And that's the whole reason why we started Live Fix, was because we wanted our kids, to kind of know what we were doing at this point in time and how live music was such an important part for us. Because for me, and I know for you, live music did all these things. It wasn't just we were going to a show. We were going to a show in the broader context of our life. So genealogy is the action of putting historical context and allowing somebody to go back and put it all together in a sequence, right? And put it together in order. So you could say, oh yeah, this time. And then, they were doing this in their life. They went to this show and this is why this show is so important.
This venue was in the neighborhood and in the community. And right. This then impacted that area. Because not only, we're talking about live music, but live music also was performed at venues or on streets or in parks. And those areas can be very sacred and have a lot of history for someone. Mm-hmm. And so looking not only at the individual human experience, but the building in which they had that experience, and then broadly where that venue, what community that was in and what was happening during that time. In that community is also an important piece of the concert genealogy. And what I think is sad is that, a lot of this has been lost. A lot of those personal stories, unless they're recorded or documented, they're lost, just like family genealogy. Mm. If they are not followed up, now we have, some data, but if they're not followed up and there's not someone doing the research, things get lost because people, unfortunately pass. And the stories pass with them, the experiences pass with them. And so you can't recover them unless you have some kind of documentation of it in a newspaper, mm-hmm. which I don't know too many ancestors that actually were like interviewed about their live music experience. In the 20s, 30s, 40s. So I think it right now I'm hoping that we have so much out there that we can start a trend of really recording these events, and trying to put them together.
I think we have that going for us in the age that we live in, where there's a lot of content, there's a lot of documentation happening. We can connect those dots, right? We can use technology to piece these together. But the thing is, and you're getting into that point, I'll get to that in a second, but what you were saying earlier about the community aspect of this, I think is huge, because when you zoom out from your own individual experience and you realize you're part of this bigger tree and that tree is a community, then it just gets you thinking about, that we're all experiencing these concerts together in this way. And, instead of just experiencing the concert individually, which is great, and which is it's a beautiful thing, right? It should happen. But also thinking about what that music experience means to other people and how we can share that with each other. And that helps to foster that community, that sense of belonging that we're all having. And we've just been talking to more and more fans, and you know, they're expressing things that are really, really got me thinking, you know, about that, you know, there are certain things we do as concert fans, you know, driving lots of, you know, hours to go to a show or going to the same show, the same venue, because of that. Right. And, or going to, you know, spreading out and going to different venues, going to different artists, or
bringing our kids along that they can experience
your
something
kids, new. Right. Like it's just spreading. I think we're more connected as concert fans than we realize. I think that is, and that's something we haven't really gone back. Right. I think we're just on this train. And if we don't stop and look back and say, well, where did the train come from? Then it's really hard to make sense of where we're at and where we're going. Right. And that's what, you know, maybe that's a good segue to get into some of the stuff that we've been doing and, you know, and thinking about what got us on this path. But I think that's, you know, that sense of community is a big part of why we wanted to do this concert genealogy. I think it's something that's really, really important to think about.
I think also another key piece of concert genealogy is really looking at the context as you know, when those shows were happening. Mm-hmm. So for example, you know, you're looking at the Great Depression and how that transformed how we use live music. So there were some cities that provided free shows. Free. Can you see that happening now? Like, I mean, I get there's some
free shows.
There's some things out there, community free shows, but like
Taylor
Swift, free show. Come see it. Because we're all struggling with something. I mean, it just doesn't happen nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, looking at, you know, like even looking at what we've talked about, the Grant Park concert series and how that started. You know, started because of the mayor in Chicago.
Yeah.
The mayor said, you know, we were struggling with the depression and we want the city to come alive again. And we want the energy and the emotional issues that are going on with the city.
Yeah. Yep.
I want the city to be uplifted.
Yeah.
And so I want to provide free shows of the best acts when they come through Chicago. We're going to have it there at the Grant Park Music Festival. And so I think looking at the context, you also have, you know, some of the shows that went on during the civil rights movement. Those are important shows that happen along those contexts. You know, I also think that nowadays, you know, if people are going to document now what our concert genealogy will look like in the future, because part of concert genealogy is not only looking at your ancestors, but also starting to record your descendants. And starting to really look at its descendants of the grandparent, right?
Yep.
And so with concerts, I think part of the concert challenge is looking ahead and recording what we're doing present.
Yeah.
And what is happening present and in the future for us, and keeping that documented for the next generation.
And I think that's what inspired us to start this whole Live Fix podcast was you know, the document, you know, for our family, but also for concert fans, because we wanted to be able to have a record of that. Talking to concert fans at shows, I love doing that. We love doing that. And I was like, man, we need to, you know, we need to catalog these things, right? I mean, like, I was thinking examples of, you know, there is the NPR National Archives. And people can go up and they can hit record and they can share a story of their life, and it becomes part of this bigger catalog, a database of different stories, right? And I was like, we need to do that for concert fans. And that was one of the reasons why we started this, was because we wanted these moments of transformation captured, you know, these live music experiences that have like just changed our lives so profoundly. You know, we didn't want them to just kind of float by, right? Because you had the experience and you go along, and you know that's something that you know, you might remember. But if it's not captured, and if it's not captured in a way that someone who comes after you can really, appreciate it and learn from it. Right. Cause you know, I've talked to fans as they start to share what they've learned at concerts, and I go, wow, like I'm gonna start thinking about that White Stripes concert a little bit differently, you know. Or, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of Lady Gaga when she first came out, but I heard someone talking about how, live, you know, how they were transformed at a concert. I went to go see her and I was like, okay, or inspired me to go see it, you know. And then I hear my family talk about their live music experiences, right? We've talked to previous episodes with our moms. We did a Mother's Day episode, right? And we get them talking about their shows and what live music meant to them. And it just opened up this amazing treasure box of context. I was like, wow, I never saw my mom, or, you know, all the moms that we interviewed as like concert fans, front row, you know, or wherever they were at, they were having these.
And I found out some really important information.
Yeah. Let's segue into some of these things that got started. Maybe you want to start out with, we each have kind of a jumping off point. Mm-hmm. You have a story. Why don't you go first? You tell your story, that artifact that got you thinking, and then I'll share
mine. So if you want to listen to the episode, you'd have to go back. It's on a Mother's Day episode.
We'll link to it in the show notes.
But one of the stories, I had my grandmother on, and one of the stories was how she went and saw Elvis. And she got tickets. She worked at a restaurant and they just like had some extra tickets. And so they said, do you want to go? Oh yeah, I'd love. How can you pass on that? How can you pass on seeing an Elvis show? So she went to the concert, and you know, I think it was a great experience for her. And at the end of the show, I guess like the Beatles, right? Like Elvis was, you know, he was like stardom. Everybody wanted to be near him. Everybody wanted to scream when they saw him, or they wanted to potentially take his clothes, parts of his clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so this show and
piece of the cake
at the end, his cape was kind of hanging off. Like he walked sort of towards the edge of the stage. Someone grabbed the cape and the women just started ripping the cape apart.
Wow.
My grandma's got a piece of it.
Wow. Yeah.
And she told me,
I can't believe this story.
She told me that she says she put it somewhere and she said, if she finds it, that's the key.
Yeah.
If she finds it, then I will get it.
Yeah.
Cause she knows I love live music so much.
And where did she, the other part was the geographic location where she saw that show, right? That was the other part.
Yeah. And right. I can't quite remember exactly what show that was.
That was the Aragon. Wasn't the Aragon?
No, I don't think it was at the Aragon. No, it was a local venue that, I don't want to speak on that cause I'm not quite sure exactly.
Okay. Well, we got to follow up then.
She knows exactly.
Yeah. Follow up then.
But we could probably do some concert genealogy research.
Yes. Yes.
We could find out where the show was.
Yep.
Maybe what his set list was.
Mm-hmm.
Should be kind of cool. And there may be even an article in the local newspaper,
right,
talking about women ripping his cape off.
The king's cape.
Which I just ripped. Can't picture it. But she was there and she remembered it.
I can picture her doing that.
And
I can see that.
And so she got a little piece of it. And she said her cousin got, which is my family too,
yeah,
got a piece of it too.
We need some,
I think,
artifacts.
She remembers where it's at. So in the same, you know, we're talking about concert genealogy, you might potentially inherit concert memorabilia.
Yeah. What does this mean? Yeah. What does this mean? Right.
What does it mean? Right.
So for, is that my cue?
That's your cue to is tell your story. Cue? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is again, we're just going to kind of drop these stories on this episode, and we're going to follow up with a deeper dive into our stories. It's going to be like an episode of what's that show called, Who Do You Think You Are? Like, it'll be kind of getting into that.
Or Found, the show Found.
Is it Found?
Yeah. Well, there's a show on TV called Found.
But the ancestry.com one, like that's the, who do you think you are? Right.
Yeah.
That's the one where they go, oh my gosh. And there's a big shocker. Right. Like I love that show. That's what got me to think about this. But for me, I was up in Wisconsin, back in the Midwest, and was going through some family archives, kind of
pretty much an attic,
kind of an attic warehouse family storage area, right, with my grandpa. And we're going through it, we're finding some stuff. Now, I know my grandpa was a musician, sang barbershop, and also came from a family of musicians. And I learned that they were traveling musicians. And we're looking in this storage area, and we come across this ticket. And we look at the ticket,
and it's just a piece of paper.
Piece of paper. We'll have a picture of this again in the show notes. But it was a picture, or I'm sorry, it was a paper ticket, you know, like no bigger than your hand, right? Put in your palm, and it says Grant Park Music Festival, 1940.
In pretty good condition.
Pretty good condition. So blue is it blue? Or no, white faded maybe, right?
It was white and it had like typewriter font.
Yeah, type font. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a second. Like, and then I looked at it. I asked my grandpa, what's this from? Like who did somebody go to a Grant Park Music Festival? Because Grant Park, for those who are not from Chicagoland area, that's the location downtown, right in the center in the lakefront area. That's the Grant Park. It's a big park music festival spot.
Lollapalooza takes up some of it.
Big concert series, Taste of Chicago,
Pitzler Pavilion.
All these different things like happened in that area, Pitzler Pavilion, kind of that area, right? So I'm looking at this, I'm going, wow, 1940. One of my family members, like who went here? So my grandpa starts to tell the story of my great grandma, his mom.
His mom.
Went to the show. This is her ticket. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So it's just, and we kind of, you know, talked a little bit more, and then I, you know, on the drive home, and ever since I let that ticket, and that's what led us to this, you know, wanting to do this show, revisiting concert genealogy. Cause we did, we've explored this before with some other, you know, we found a quarter from 1965, and we kind of explored that quarter could be traveling from all these different areas, right? The artifact example, but this concert ticket from 1940 got me thinking like, man, was my great grandma was on this, on the same grounds where I saw Kanye West, I saw Daft Punk,
Andrew Bird,
you know, Arcade Fire,
Mumford and Sons,
so on and so forth, right? We've covered Lollapalooza many times. We've covered music festival. We've gone to that area to experience music in good times, bad times. You know, I've had a lot of, you know, just amazing moments. You know, in that area, live music was like the central focus, and it got me thinking, like, what was my great grandma doing there?
And also, what other shows did she go to?
Yes,
it started opening that door of music.
She's a
traveled
fan, right?
To go there, probably at least probably about an hour to
what
hour,
was she thinking,
you know, there
right?
and back.
Like, what was going through her mind? Like, what led her to that show? Because I was like, okay, you know, she did this, and here we are. You know, we. You know, I'm a, you know, music journalist, you know, I'm really just inspired by live music. Like, is there like a DNA thing here? Right. And that got me thinking about like, is there a concert fan genetic code? Right. I'm going like in these down these paths, right. I'm like, is there a DNA? Right. I mean, obviously there's a musical gene, right. But I don't play music. I love music and I write about music and we talk about music, but I'm not a musician. But nonetheless, it got me thinking like, what was my grandma or great grandma doing, you know, and what was she like? And what was her, you know, emotional state as she held that ticket, right? I mean, the ticket, was it in her purse? Was it in her pocket? Like, who is she with? You know, because there's only one ticket. I'm like, did she go to the show by herself? Like, it's just... you know, so it's always great things, right? So we just encourage you, you know, as fellow concert fans, as you're listening to this, to think about artifacts, to think about concert genealogy, because we're gonna dive more into this. We actually have some questions out to the family. So this is going to be future episodes. We're going to dive into this and explore more and more, because I want to know the history of that concert ticket. Cause it's a big thing that got me thinking.
And I think it's very important, you know, if you guys are listening, to sit down, if you can, in the next week, to just write, you know, a timeline of your shows and start asking your parents, like, what kind of shows did you go to? Like, have those discussions with your parents. And I know a lot of people who do regular genealogy or family history, you know, they'll just record it. They'll record it in a Google Doc, or they'll record it in, I mean, there's all kinds of ways now to record information. I mean, you can write it down too. But it's just important to ask those questions, because I think you might find that you do have concert genealogy experiences and stories in your family, and you might have some memorabilia. Which, some of the memorabilia lately, I've looked it up. I mean, it's pricey. I just looked, I have the last Grateful Dead show I went to, their last ever show. And I looked up the ticket. If you have a ticket stub, it was in the thousands. I'm never going to give that up.
Right.
That's not something I'm going to get up. That's something my kids will get. And hopefully that continues to get passed down through generations. Because it was a key moment for me, and it was their last show before Jerry died, that I was able to go to. So
40,000?
No, it was a few thousand.
Oh, a few thousand.
I'm not going to quote exactly, but okay. It was a few thousand.
A few thousand.
Yeah. 40,000. No. A few thousand. It's
like, we got to talk about that. That's okay.
Yeah. Well,
no, but you can't put a price on that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like the Elvis cape. I mean, if I do my, you know, she finds it and I end up getting it's something you just keep in your family forever.
Right. Right. Like, you know, ticket stubs, I think are important. Like, we're all, if you're a concert fan, you probably have a collection of ticket stubs. Right. And then for me, as a, you know, previous music journalist, I have all of my notepads that I used to write on. I would take notes during the show, what was happening on stage and what was happening in my heart and what was happening around me. Cause then I would kind of look at like the fans, and I would talk to them and insert that into the review and all that kind of stuff. That, to me, like, those are artifacts as well. And those are things that have a certain emotion or a certain significance, you know, attached to them. Concert shirts.
And right? Pictures. I think pictures of the event. I mean, I've taken posters, a bunch of pictures.
Right? Concert posters.
Right.
You know, like, I love going to restaurants or clubs and really looking at concert. When I see concert posters up on the wall, like, I'll go, okay, what's the date? What's the time? You know, where was this venue? You know, and then my head, I'm like starting to connect. Like, okay, that's that, you know, that's that. Have we been there before or what? Like, and then I see another concert poster, right? Like right next to it. I'm like, were the same people at that show? Like, what did they do? Right. That's just how I look at concerts. And it's, you know, it's that community element to it. Like, what were those people doing? Right. What were those artists bringing into the show? And how was it all connected? Cause we're all connected. I mean, you know, whether it's you know, through this big concert fan family tree, or our own individual concert fan family tree, you know, and there's the aspect of what you and I are talking about, where you have the physical artifacts, you have the recorded history, you know, the blog or the podcast or a video that's uploaded on YouTube, and then you have this other element, which was what you and I were just talking about with your grandma, is the oral history. And those are the ones that, and this is what you and I were talking about. I think this is a big part of what, you know, is really driving us to do, is that as we get further and further away from those moments where we couldn't have the recorded history that we have today, of all this media being recorded, we have so many concert things recorded, right? But when the technology didn't allow us to easily capture those, every day that goes by, every concert that takes place, we move further and further away from those times, right? The significance of, you know, what does your grandma remember of Elvis, right? Like what are in, you know, a, you know, Southern United States juke joint, you know, where guys are playing jazz or they're playing blues, you know, and we may never know what the significance of those moments are because we couldn't record it, right? Unless somebody wrote it down and shared it, right? And one of the ways you only hear about that is through the oral history of that. So that's part of what we're trying to capture here on the podcast. And by doing this is tell us what you remember as best you can. So we can capture that, right? So it's not lost, not lost in the wake of history. Cause I'll never know. Right. I mean, you know, my grandfather passed away and my grandma passed away. I'm going to be talking to my, you know, my aunts and uncles to see what they can remember. Right. Cause I want to know, and you know, how is this all connected? You know, I've only just begun to kind of figure that out. Right?
Any of that. Yeah. I think the next step, which genealogists do now, is they trace the data and they trace what is already what is out there about the context,
right?
What is available on, you know, in newspapers, what's available in archives. Maybe they're not here, but someone that was at that show quoted a newspaper, you know, article quoted in a newspaper article something about that show. So then I think the next step, if you don't have access to any stories where they're all gone, they've all passed, starting to trace where they lived at that time. Mm-hmm. You can go as simple as where did they live? What was their address? Then look around that area in that community. What was in that community at the time? Was there a thriving music scene? You know, what did it seem like your ancestry even was into music? If they were not into music at all, it may be that they just weren't into music. Mm-hmm, and that's another piece of the concert genealogy is you're going to find people on your tree that had no, you know, didn't like music, didn't like live music. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. That's their experience in life. Mm-hmm. It's the ones that maybe have had them that you can kind of look at and see, maybe this is why I like live music. You know, really being able to look at the ancestors that were into that. And, you know, we see that a lot of times with genealogy, we just don't have any information or it's very little information. That's okay. That's that piece of the limb of the tree. You know, let's try to look into some of those other pieces that you can get some more information.
Yeah. And speaking of information, right, there's what gets really interesting is when you think about the different moments in our life that we can only tap into through conversation. You know, like, what were you feeling at that moment? One example I think about a lot is, you know, when a woman pregnant with their baby goes to a live concert, right? And like that baby inside that woman is experiencing that show, right? And there's experience going on there. And then you think about, you know, the examples or following that path along, right? And you know, the baby's born, he or she grows up, and
has that really made an impact? They're in the mom's body. Yeah,
and then
so does it matter?
And then at some point there's like a conversation like, oh, we were pregnant with you when we were at this show, and it's a part of you, right? Or you start to see like that baby grows up. Maybe they had no idea that they were pregnant. Like he or she was, you know, went to that show, and they have a love for music. Or they have, you know, something
and it
about
becomes
them,
part
right?
of their story.
It just started getting me thinking, like part of that story, part of that genealogy, like, oh yeah, you were experiencing a live music experience inside somebody, you know, like as you were forming, and that music reverberated as a part of your mom, it's part of you, and then the mom or the dad or whoever tells that story to the child, and then they become aware of that and go, oh wow, you know, like that's crazy, right? And then there, you know, the other example we were thinking about, and you know, we won't get into this right now, but it, you know, I was going down these different interesting paths about, you know, a concert genealogy tree starting, you know, at a concert, you know, all the concert experiences that might have been, you know, conception happening, right? Because music festivals, lots of fun happening, baby being conceived at the show, story, right? We were researching a little bit before this show. We saw, Metallica concert, I believe in Brazil, a while back. There was
someone gave birth.
Someone gave birth. You were born at a concert.
It doesn't seem sterile.
You were
so. I definitely want to know more about that. Like, I feel like they need to get them on.
I mean, how amazing is that, right? You were born like at a concert.
And did they continue the show?
It's amazing.
I'd love to know the whole story behind it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to figure that out, you know, and get more into that. But just the idea, right? So just the like, where does your concert genealogy individual tree start? You know, does it start when your mom went to a show while she was pregnant with you? You know, does your concert genealogy tree start when you went to when your dad took you to the show or your uncle took you to a show for the first time, right?
Or is it all relevant?
Does it start with Metallica in Brazil after the show, right? Like your mom goes into labor right after, you know, Orion.
And watch, the baby does right not like live music. I just feel like that would,
I don't know if that's possible, right?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know, but concert genealogy, we love it. Like we're gonna dive into this, and hopefully you're listening to this and you're getting excited and you're thinking about, you know, what can this mean for you, right? What artifacts do you have? Who can you talk to in your family or your friends in your tree, right? Or your sphere of influence or people that you know, to ask them, you know, what are their concert experiences? Where do you fit within that? Where did you get your passion from? Did someone tell you about live music? And that, you know, it's amazing.
And I'm just imagining genealogists all over listening to this thinking, oh my gosh, I forgot a key piece of researching. Because I think there's so much genealogist research, you know, up to the, I mean, there's research, people know all of the eye colors of their ancestors.
Mm.
And they know what kind of hair, I mean, a lot of the naturalization records will say what color hair they had, what, you know, what color eyes they had. Were they short, their height? Did they have a nice demeanor? Sometimes they'll say. So I think we get down to like the details, but I often think that we don't include live music experiences as a question to research
genealogy, right? Yeah. Yeah. And we want to start that, right? That's why we're doing this show. We haven't talked about concert genealogy on the show in a while, and we want to bring it back. We're going to get into that concert ticket that I found. Again, I want to know what the significance is, you know, of that. Cause you have to know what it all means. Right. I mean, you just talked about something that got me thinking also, cause we were talking about the physical documentation. And then I was mentioning earlier about, what about DNA, right? A big thing to do right now is like, go to 23andMe and you look at your DNA. And you can kind of see a little
breakdown
of your DNA, right? Like, where are you from in the world, right? And it's got me thinking, like, is there a concert fan gene? You know, could that show up? You know, is that something, like, what would that look like? Or, you know, is there something about that? I don't know if that's even possible, but I just know that live music and the experience has changed us all. If you've ever been to a show and then you go to it, and, you know, I mean, we've talked to some really, really passionate concert fans, and I have to imagine that their passion would get passed down some way, you know, or maybe someone's so passionate and then they have experience, they go through a certain time in their life and they stop going to shows. They have a family, they have kids. And then,
or it's a learned behavior,
and they don't know, right? And
then everybody going to shows, so they go to shows.
And then the parent, right, doesn't say anything about all their experiences and the kids growing up, and they're like, they want to go to their first show. And the parent's like, oh, I don't know. Right. And there's a couple movies out there that are like that, that the, you know, the mom doesn't want her daughter to go to a show. Right. Or, you know, they're like, oh, don't do this. Well, why? Well, why? You know, and then it's like unfolds, right? Like, well, you know,
and then they sneak out.
Right. All these different things. Right. So live music plays this like pivotal role. I see it in movies. I see it, you know, the family relationship component in live music. They're always, I see it pop up in movies a lot, like the thread, the common woven together of, you know, there's a family and there's a live music experience, and there's a, and it plays a certain part of history within that family, that experience. And concert genealogy, combining genealogy with the live music experience, with all the artifacts, oral history, documentation, it's just, it's an amazing topic. And we want to do more of it. And we're going to use ourselves as an ongoing experiment, right?
Right.
I found this ticket. You best be believing that I'm going to find out more as much as I can. Cause I never look at Grant Park. I've gone back to my, the reviews that I wrote, since then. And I've gone, man, what was my great grandma doing? Like, did I stand in the same spot that she stood and watched Benny Goodman? And I stood in the same spot and I watched Kanye West, you know, or I watched Daft Punk or all these other bands that changed my life. Like, what happened to her? So,
and how did that ticket survive? Yeah. You know, I think that's what I go back to,
right?
Is that
that ticket didn't, you know, exist, right? Not, I would have never known.
It's a piece of paper.
I would have never known.
You would never known. So I do think that what families have in their closets and their attics are important to get to and to take copies or get copies of or to scan them or do whatever you can, because that becomes your family's history. It's a part of your family's history.
Yeah. So hopefully we've inspired you as our fellow concert fans to begin to think about concert genealogy. Like, what does that mean for you? Right. Like, what does that mean with your family, with your individual, this big, big concert fan family tree that we're all a part of. And then that concert fan individual tree and how that fits, right. How all that stuff. So hopefully we've gotten you know, thinking about that. And if you have stories, you have artifacts that you want to share with us, like we're going to be doing future shows. We'd love to hear it. Do that. We'll have, you can reach out to us, go on our website, livefixpodcast.com, and you can click on share your story and tell us about genealogy, you know, tell us about your concert genealogy experiences. We'd love to hear you do, tell us what you're learning, questions you may have, let us know. So thank you so much. And we will talk to you later. Live Fix Podcast is a production of Live Fix Media and is produced by Chris and Colleen Catania. Hey, we know every concert fan has a live music story to share, and we'd love to share yours in a future episode. So head on over to livefixpodcast.com and click on Share Your Story. We look forward to hearing from you. Like what you heard? Did you get inspired by the stories of your fellow concert fans? And help support Live Fix Podcast by subscribing and sharing a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We appreciate your support, and thanks for listening.